ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas.
Indeed, you've once again found one of the happiest Christmas podcasts on the planet. Another one of our bite-sized chunks for the 12 days of Christmas.
Well, 12 dubs of Christmas.
The 12 dubs of Christmas, no less. So, I'm Ralph.
I'm Andy.
And the Stardub Podcast, we like to talk about things, as you know, that are maybe not discussed as much as they should be. One of the things that's not discussed as much as it should be in life is, of course, the venerable tradition of the Advent calendar. Now, I don't speak, of course, of the religious significance of Advent if you happen to be a Christian.
Yes.
That's an entirely different subject. What we mean is that the kind of Advent calendars are aimed at, well, heathens like us.
And children, primarily.
And children.
Yes. It's a rather large cardboard box with a little window, one for each day. Usually behind it, you can have... sometimes if your parents are horrible and hate you, you just get one that's got a nice Christmas picture.
Yes, yes. The ones that just have a picture are AIDS.
Yes, it is a seasonal teabagging.
Because it doesn't matter how beautifully illustrated these things can be. And I've seen some of them. I've seen the Christmas-themed ones that you just open the window, there's a wee picture and a message. And they're beautiful to look at. Very well crafted. But I'm sorry, as a child, I was like...
Where the fuck's my chocolate?
Where's my shitty chocolate treat? Or possibly even a little toy?
Yes.
Thankfully, modern civilization has moved on somewhat, and we have good ones. Briefly, before we move on to an exciting live advent calendar experience...
It's true. Through the medium of audio.
Through the medium of audio. And a crossover with Andu's Taste Challenge. Briefly comment, and I have 4 advent calendars this year. The first advent calendar I have is a non-chocolate one. It is the Lego Star Wars advent calendar. At the time of recording, I may have opened 9 windows. Who knows?
I can confirm he has opened 9 windows.
It's true. The Lego Star Wars calendar. This is the second year I've got one. I got one last year. It is a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest. Some days you get a nice wee vehicle or a nice wee minifigure, and some days you get a lump of stuff that doesn't look like anything. But so far we've had some gems. The Naboo Starfighter is very good. Today on day 9 I got the AT-AT driver. He's got 2 faces, one of which is cool shades and one of which is kind of a bit angry. So that's quite nice, and the illustrations promised me that later on in the month I'll get a Santa Darth Maul figure, which will be fun. And more importantly, R2-D2 with a top hat.
And a shovel.
A space shovel though.
Still a shovel.
It's a space shovel. You can hit people with it until they die. For instance, one of the minifigures they've got so far is a Gungan, one of the race that Jar Jar Binks comes from. So when the shovel comes out, I can give it to the Imperial AT-AT driver chap. Unless, of course, other evil minifigures appear. And you can hit the Gungan chap over the head with a spade, and he'll die. Just bringing the spirit of Christmas through December. So that's the Star Wars one. The other one I have is the Lego City one, which is £5 cheaper than the Star Wars one because there's no license fee to pay. Last year's one was a Cops and Robbers theme one. It was very well done in that the box actually was kind of integrated into a scene that you built up. Quite nice. This year's one is a fire theme. So far we've got 2/3 of a wall rack type display. We've got the tree. We've got some steps weren't so cool, but there you go. We've got a fireman with a chainsaw, he's attacking the tree. We have some small boy with a radio controlled fire engine, some snow, and today we've got a man with 2 spanners. And you can never go wrong with a man with 2 spanners if you need your pipes fixed, so to speak.
Yeah.
So, moving on to the live challenge. Now obviously, before we do these two, I obviously am fully aware of the joy of these, or the lack thereof, having opened 8 days previously, so it's going to be a live taste challenge for Andy. He's very excited by this.
Yeah.
It's true. I'll describe the first one I'm going to pass to him. This is the Marvel Heroes Surprise Gifts Milk Chocolate Advent Calendar. From Kinnerton, no less.
Purveyors of Easter eggs and advent calendars and the like.
It's true. On the back, we have an option for cut-out characters, illustrations of Captain America, Hulk, Spidey the Man and Thor, which, yeah, I used to ask an adult to help you with the scissors. And on the front we have some generic artwork of Captain America, Spider-Man.
Straight from the licensing handbook.
Yes, straight from the style guide. rushing towards you. So I've just passed the Abbott cannon to Andy, and he'll tell us his thoughts.
Okay, so opening window 9, which happens to be part of Spider-Man's sort of shoulders and face.
How's it going? Now, do you get a picture?
I got a picture of Thor holding Mjolnir.
Yep.
Which is almost identical to the large picture that's on the front of it.
One might say it is in fact the same picture.
Okay, so I have a shape.
You have a shape. And it's a shape of...
It's a snowman.
That is actually the first festive chocolate shape there's been. Up to now it's just been generic circles and squares.
Yeah. No, you've had a snowman.
Really?
Yeah.
I must end that really quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, that was day 7. Yeah, that was Friday. I was tired day 7. And insomnia.
Well,
so
there you go. That's holiday.
So, just eat your chocolate.
And that looks like a...
Eat your chocolate.
And that's a bell.
Eat your chocolate.
Sorry for just completely undermining your argument. So...
But yeah, it was still very generic. I mean, that was a circle. Okay, he's put it in his mouth. He's chewing away. He's looking very happy. He's not looking very happy. While he's eating that, I can tell you that this sweet is made with the Kiraton Nut Safety Promise. if you want to find out more, you can go to www.kiraton.com.
Oh, that was over.
Yep, how was your experience?
Bland. Yeah. As most Kiraton chocolate actually is. Because I don't think they make proper chocolate.
No, I don't know why.
There is something about licensed chocolate.
But yeah, I'm always irresistibly drawn
to licensed
chocolate. If I see a licensed chocolate bar, cake,
cereal,
sweetie,
crisp,
anything at all.
Likewise.
It's purchased.
And never are we, does it fail to disappoint us in the
fact sometimes there could be joy. I mean, the Doctor Who cake from Asda was quite nice.
Okay, yeah.
That was alright. If you think back into the mist of time, the Thundercats crisps were excellent, as with the real Ghostbusters.
That's classic licensed cereal, though. I'm talking
about
modern times.
Modern times. Okay. Well, let's move on to the Mr. Men and Little Miss exclusively for Tesco milk chocolate advent calendar. Now, I think this is the superior advent calendar so far. On the back, we have the Mr. Men and Little Miss door plaque, which we can carefully cut out and also colour in.
Yep.
And put it on a door and say it's something's room. And they put the punctuation in so that it can be spelled correctly. See, internet, spelling and punctuation and grammar are important. Remember that. Christmas. Anyway, so I'll now pass the calendar to Andy for his investigation.
Yes, so we have, it's a festive scene. There's a Christmas tree in the background with Mr. Men. You have Mr. Strong in the foreground. You have... Is that Mr. Reedy?
Yes. With the Christmas hat on.
With the Christmas hat
on. So it's actually properly actual Christmas-themed illustration. It's not just a generic style guide piece of art, which I think shows a bit more effort.
Yep. So you find the window for number 9.
Yep, you can do it. I believe in you. While Andy's looking for the window for number 9, I can say that one of the nice things is that behind each window, they actually have a wee Christmas illustration.
Oh. Mr. Happy saying happy holidays.
And so already it's bringing joy. He's now puncturing the thing.
Thin
to
board.
Get the thing. Right. Push harder. Come on.
I just don't want to mong your calendar.
Okay.
Right.
Yes!
Day 10!
Why are you so excited then?
Mr. Bump, who's my favourite of the Mr.
Are you saying that is in fact a Mr. Bump shaped chocolate?
Yes.
Which is again a. Now this is actually very, very unusual. Andy's going to put it in his mouth and I'm going to talk to you. It's actually a trick. It's actually very unusual because usually with licensed chocolates, sometimes with a chocolate bar, it will have a shape on it, like an animal bar of the thing. But usually when it's an advent calendar, it will just be a generic piece of chocolate. So this is actually the first one I've had in years where there's actually Mr. Men chocolates you can eat. It's going down Andy's throat quite nicely.
Yep.
And he's now going to tell us what he thinks.
That was actually quite tasty.
Really?
Quite nice.
Would it shock you to be revealed that was in fact a Kiraton chocolate, just like the Marvel superheroes?
Did Tesco make them make it better?
Apparently they did. And it also includes the Kiraton Nut Safety Promise as before.
They must have two recipes though. The one that they have to use to get an exclusive deal somewhere, and the other shit that they toss out.
Well, I can reveal that this exclusive Tesco advent calendar was a wee bit more pricey than they usually are. It was an extra £50.
So, the lesson learned there is,
yes,
If it costs 50 pence more, it'll probably be slightly more edible.
Indeed.
So, we'll take our leave of you for today, and we'll be back tomorrow for another in the 12 Dubs of Christmas. What accent was that?
That was Jabba the Hutt.
Sounds awfully like an Irish one.
No, that was Jabba the Hutt. Ho 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 ho